The Panty Thief, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Panty Thief by B. Loomers. Kari had made up her mind. Enough was enough. Somebody had stolen her panties from the washing line for the third time this month. Kari had a thing for sexy, expensive underwear, and it was just such a pair that had disappeared this time. She was perfectly aware that she was also partially at fault. She could have just hung up the clothes to dry in the afternoon. But what's a girl supposed to do when she has work every day and spends the weekends at her cabin? It was always a Friday morning that something went missing from the washing line, and never anything other than panties. He must have been some sort of pervert. Kari mouthed the words. He? Pervert. It could very well be a woman who happened to be the same size as her, but why wouldn't she have taken anything else? Well, maybe she didn't need a bra or a slip. Kari had hung out the washing and sat by the window, waiting. Soon darkness fell. She didn't turn on any of the lights in the flat like she usually would at this time. This meant she couldn't read, so instead she left the radio playing quietly in the background. She smoked nervously, stubbing out one cigarette after the other. Maybe she should have arranged to do this with someone else. What if he was violent? He. She drummed her fingers impatiently on the windowsill. Then, suddenly there was a movement in the garden. Was it? Yes, there was a figure over there by the washing line. Kari withdrew instinctively, even though she was counting on it being impossible to see in through the darkened window. She squinted. It was fairly dark out in the garden, but yes, there was a man there. And yep, it was her washing line he was standing next to. She quickly grabbed her coat and put it on as she hurried into the kitchen. She patted her pocket to make sure she had her keys with her before slamming the kitchen door behind her and starting down the back stairs before turning on the light. As soon as she was outside, she slammed the outside door and acted as if she had tripped. "Ow, help!" she shouted loud enough so that he could hear her, but not so loud that the other neighbours would react. Kari couldn't hear a single movement from the garden. She had fallen to her knees and was supporting herself against the wall of the house with one arm. "Ow! Ow! I've sprained my ankle!" she yelled. It worked. A figure appeared between the washing lines and came towards her. "Help me, I can't walk." He came all the way over to her. The light from a window fell on him. He was good-looking, she observed. Even features, dark, shoulder-length hair, quite well built. He looked physically strong. He looked nervous, but seemed friendly. Kari asked him to help her back into her flat, since she wasn't sure she could manage on her own. Of course he would help her, and he even replied, "Sure, thank you," when she insisted on making him a cup of coffee to thank him for helping her. "My foot already feels better," she said. "See for yourself." She limped a few steps and gave him a broad smile. "Come here, let me take your jacket." He said he would hang it up himself.